Toronto has a huge population of raccoons, so many that the great Canadian city has become known as the raccoon capital of the world. But last week, the war between humans and raccoons got out of hand. A man was arrested and charged with cruelty to animals and possession of a dangerous weapon for allegedly hitting a baby raccoon in his backyard with a shovel. That sparked a heated debate about how to control the animals, Anita Elash reports.
First to our top story, an anti-raccoon rally is taking place this afternoon near Bloor and Lansdowne.
A few days after Dong Nguyen was led away by police in handcuffs, his neighbors held an anti-raccoon rally. Jack Fava lives just down the street from Nguyen. He said he was outraged by the way Nguyen was treated. He said he doesn't condone violence against animals, but he and his neighbors are fed up.
I've been dealing with since 98. You know, they've done damage in my undercrawl where the kitchen is, insulation and vapor barrier. I don't grow any more vegetables because I never get to eat them because, you know, other animals, raccoons, get to it before I do.
Fava said he has spent hundreds of dollars to repair the damage and keep the animals away. Instead of charging Nguyen, he says the city should work harder to control the raccoon population.
If we have that many raccoons, I don't see why we can't, call the population down a bit. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. We have a cat program here that they spayed and neuter. I don't see why we can't spay and neuter raccoons.
Toronto's policy is to leave raccoons alone and encourage homeowners to keep them away by doing things like keeping the trash locked up. Behavioral psychologist Suzanne McDonald says that even if the city wanted to get rid of them, it wouldn't be quite that easy.
The idea that we can get rid of them is hilarious to me because there's no way.
Raccoons thrive in cities partly because there's plenty of food. There are 20 times more urban raccoons in North America than there were 70 years ago. McDonald says city raccoons are smart and they're getting smarter.
One of the things we're doing is providing them with bigger and bigger challenges. So you've probably seen raccoon-proof garbage cans and, you know, I come up with all these things, of which bungee cords and all sorts of things to try to keep them from figuring things out. But in fact, they always do. So humans are selecting these traits in raccoons and we're actually shaping a breed or an uber raccoon that is going to be able to compete in an urban environment.
The bottom line, says McDonald, is that raccoons are part of modern urban life and people have to get used to them. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Toronto.
This is NPR News.